This is VOA News by Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Thursday there would be a swift, severe response from the United States and its allies if Russia sends military forces into Ukraine. Blinken's comments in Berlin appear to be another effort to clear up any confusion about the position of the United States and NATO after U.S. President Joe Biden was heavily criticized for saying a minor incursion by Russia would elicit a lesser response. Top U.S. and European diplomats are seeking to project a united front to Russia over concerns that it may be planning an invasion of Ukraine.
That unity gives us strength. A strength, I might add, that Russia does not and cannot match. It's why we build voluntary alliances and partnerships in the first place. It's also why Russia recklessly seeks to divide us.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday there could be no guarantees for the security of Europe as long as regions of his country remained under the control of Russia and pro-Moscow separatists. The administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development pledged continued U.S. support to Bosnia Thursday amid the fallout of Washington's move to sanction the Serbian member of the country's tripartite presidency. At the start of her three-day visit to the war-scarred Balkan country, Samantha Power said the message from U.S. President Joe Biden is that, quote, the United States stands with the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina, end quote. British counterterrorism police arrested two men Thursday as part of an investigation into a hostage-taking at a synagogue in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas. The day-long siege at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue ended in gunfire Saturday night with all four hostages released unharmed and the death of the suspect. This is VOA News. A long-awaited report.